Broadway big. You know, she's amazing, amazing artist. Well, they invited me. They were doing a Christmas album, so I contributed vocals. There was a cover of Christmas Baby Please Come Home, originally by U2, of course. And, yeah. Was it originally by U2?
No.
It wasn't. Oh, okay. Who the heck wrote that originally, then?
Baby Please Come Home? Merry Christmas, Baby Please Come
Home.
Yeah,
that one.
It's Cole Porter, I'm going to guess.
Is it really? Oh, my God. Is it, like, that old? Oh, yeah. I'm really embarrassed myself here. Great. And I thought
you were joking.
No. I'm really, really serious. Oh, my God. That's a blonde moment, if there ever was one. Or a gray moment, I should say, as I'm gray. Anyway, so Baby Please Come Home, and which was covered by YouTube, not an original by YouTube.
You mean it wasn't Mariah Carey's originally?
No, really, really. No, it was one song, Christmas song, she did not write. and a cover of Willie Nelson's Pretty Paper. So, yeah. And I got studio time, which was really nice.
It was written by Phil Spector.
Yeah, and I have it originally sung by Darlene Love. But yeah, Spector song.
Darlene Love, who we all know from singing War Children and Rape Murder, from that other song that's Christmassy.
I love it when War Children Rape Murdery is...
Oh, what's that fucking song? The Rolling Stones. Just a Shot Away. Just a Shot Away.
Just a Shot Away.
Yeah, Darlene, isn't that Darlene Love?
We'd have to look that up.
Hmm. All right, anyway.
We've interrupted.
No, that's Mary something. All right,
oh,
so.
Good.
All right.
Oh. And we're back with Mark.
For some reason, the Eddie Money song just popped in my head, you know?
This is what happens on The Curity Catastrophe.
Yeah. You know the song Darlene Love did with Eddie Money? Remember the 80s one? Take me home tonight.
That was Ronnie's.
Be my little baby.
Yeah.
I don't want to let you.
Be my little baby.
That was so good.
You know,
they used to play that at the roller rinks all the time in the 80s.
Along with, we're the kids in America. And you were like,
wasn't it the best? Right? And you just slice.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate to be this guy, but that was Ronnie Spector.
That's why he
said, just like Ronnie says.
Ah, okay, that was Ronnie Spector. I get Phil's gals mixed up a little bit, obviously. Yeah, I know, I'm doing really well here, aren't I?
Yeah,
I feel like there were a lot of them, Marco.
Who did Phil pull a gun on this time?
Who did Phil not pull a gun on?
Yeah, really.
Who?
Oh, my God.
So is this track available?
Yes. In fact, it's not available publicly yet. It's going to be the first week of January.
This may be the shittiest radio segment ever if we can't play the song.
There is an email that I sent you with it, and I shall be able to get that. You should be able to.
The email you sent me is a Twin Peaks remix.
Oh, okay.
That's the latest.
I'm sorry.
Go back
the
a little further.
It was a Radio Valencia group email with.
Right. Okay.
If you like synth pop.
Marco, what is it? Yes.
Un momentico, por favor.
Yes.
Marco, what is it like trying to record a holiday song during July?
You know what? That's a really good question. I'll tell you what it was.
I mean, do you just feel like a fraud?
No. Do you know, it was the exact opposite because Leo, he has a studio in his home. So he dressed it in advance, a little Christmassy.
In July?
So it really was. Actually, it was... When did we record? We recorded the... I recorded my vocals for it. I think it was... August or September, maybe. Anyway, but still, I mean, you know, you walk in and it's just a little Christmassy going on. And we had little gifts and we did selfies posing with Barbie dolls and lots of fun things and getting us in the spirit, you know. And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Now, I was not aware that Barbie is the spirit of the season. Tell me about that. What is that? Because I was definitely at, what is it, Doc's Clock. They do a thing for Halloween where they dismember artfully the Barbie dolls, but then create sort of a new monster out of them. Yeah. And it's really fucking cool because the people that show up and do them, they're artists.
Right.
So how does Barbie play into a Christmas in July when you're about to record?
That's good. It was some of the props that we had, we were just kind of getting into the spirit of things like gifts, and there was this Barbie in a box. It was black Barbie in a box, and I was like, mine, you know, having all kinds of Vanessa Williams fantasies with it, you know, like, yeah, running back to you, you know. And yeah, lots and lots of fun. It was a really interesting experience, you know, to record, to get all into it, and you know, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Oh, I hear in the background you found my song. Okay.
Ooh, so let's give it a preview, shall we?
Yes, absolutely.
From July to December, Marco is always in season.
But this song, the new one, is called Break My Heart in the Middle. Yeah, it's not a happy kind of lyric, but it's very, I think it's very resonating, even though it's obviously set in a dance kind of beat medium. The song actually is about addiction. Yeah.
It's a good thing to address at Christmas time, because I feel like all of our bad habits are kind of heightened this time of year, right? We all have a little anxiety around the new year, maybe family, maybe just the year in review takes its toll on our psyche. So aptly done.
Break My Heart in the Middle. And spoken from, of course, the person that is affected by the person that's this addictive, so it's done in a second person narrative, so to speak. So Break My Heart in the Middle. Yeah, Break My Heart one more time.
Ready.
Things happening at the same time. Yeah, there we go. Oh, I found the off button.
From the best EP in the studio, also the only one, here on RadioValencia.fm. That was a fantastic, not debut, because it's not his first track, but it was his Christmas debut for 2022, Marco Middlesex.
And...
The cover of the Phil Spector song, that was great.
You texted me your request, so here we go.
No, no, no. Oh, God, no. No, I didn't. Yeah. Oh, for Pete's sake, you're listening to The Cure Catastrophe. This is what you get on RadioValencia.fm.
Will you stop laughing? They want to throw us out. Will you shut up, for God's sake? You're giving me the fear. Give me a downer, darling. My brain's capsizing. I'm going to fuck my brain.
Change down, man. Find your neutral space. You got a rush. It will pass. Be seated.
Aren't you getting absurdly high?
Precisely the reason I'm smoking it.
gifts@sucks.com.
I find brilliant gifts at giftsthatdontsuck.com.
At sex.com?
Giftsthatdontsuck.com. Gifts that are good at suck.com?
So that's what happens when you DJ off the interwebs. You get fucking advertisements.
You're the best EP that ever was here on The Cure to Catastrophe. Only allowed on RadioValencia.fm because they'll tolerate us.
Yeah, well... Anyway.
I like that last song, Maldroar, a lot.
That was a cover of Tok Tok's Life What You Make It by Placebo, who I'm mildly surprised are still going. But they're still pulling in, you know, they can fill an 800-seater across Europe. Placebo, weird, Bowie-indebted band.
There's something to be said for the placebo effect, because it works every time. Every time.
For sure. But yeah, that was a cover of a Tok Tok song, which I only recently became aware of. I'm not sure why. I don't know. So since you had no rhyme or reason to what you were playing, I was just going to play the other stuff that I was playing.
False.
Going to play.
Regular listeners will be shocked to learn that I actually have a method and a madness. It was to be all-encompassing, to be ready for whatever direction you wanted to take the show. And I was not sure at the time of the pre-record who was going to win the World Cup final. So you said travel.
Well, if you had known, I would have liked to have placed money.
I know. Well, I would have put money on Messi anyway. But so, you know, as we mentioned off air, I had the great good fortune the last couple of years to be traveling in foreign countries where...
How did that work out?
So how it worked out was in 2014, we were in Costa Rica, and then the Ticos made it, like, maybe to the semifinals or someplace that they were not supposed to be. Like,
I think they made it to the quarters.
They might have made it to the quarterfinals, but that was big news for the Ticos. Like, they hadn't in, like, 50 fucking years or something like that, right? So
Or never.
And then, subsequently, in 2018, we were in Mexico, and I believe they made it to the semifinals again, which was another place that everyone was like, whoa, Mexico made it? And so, there again, keeping in mind that it's been 20 years since a non-European team has won the World Cup, it was big news, right? So, I'd had the great good fortune to be traveling.
In case you missed it, Argentina won the World Cup today.
Traveling in these other countries while FIFA was, you know, while the World Cup was happening.
They're not in Europe, Argentina. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. A non-European team.
Yes.
Right. It's been 20 years since a non-European team won.
People can't see me smiling on the radio.
Oh, okay. Okay, copy. But anyway, so I kind of thought that just by playing songs that were from Argentine songwriters or rappers, and then, you Paris. Know, songs in French. Okay, Paris was a gimme. I was trying to get your buy-in on that. I was like, let me go French, but like not French. So let's do Paris, because I know Maldoror is going to be okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, MC Solar would have been better, but yeah.
But so I did try to, you know, I tried to get all of these topics to collapse on one another. So in my last two sets that we still have one of, which you're grateful for. Unusually grateful for. I stuck with songs that are either French or Argentine in nature.
Huh.
Yeah.
How have we gotten this far into the program and we still have music coming from you? I'm shocked by that. Shocked, I say.
Maldoror, I pre-prep all the time.
Yeah, but your shit's like, you know, I'm done with it in the first hour.
Yeah, guess what? You know what? Normally you're ungrateful. And so here we are. I appreciate that you appreciate it.
Okay, whatever.
Are you going to hate this set?
Oh, I'm sure I will.
This is a fantastic fucking punk intro by Charlie Fiasco. I can't wait. And if you wanted to go ahead and drop some of your favorite, like, FIFA moments,
ooh,
we also have a Ronnie James Dio tribute by this... It's not a group. It's called We Rock. We Rock Argentina. It's a group of 70 women that got together to do this Ronnie James Dio tribute, and they fucking shred, Maldoror. Like, the vocals are awesome. The guitars are awesome. I had to include it.
Well,
and
I'm
just so glad that Argentina won, because I feel like it validates this choice in the song.
Also, you can't do a Dio tribute if the vocals aren't awesome.
They're fucking amazing. Just all right. Wait.
All right, so anyway, this
70
is...
70 Argentine women rockers fucking shredding it.
All right, this is...
You're not as excited
as I am.
This
is whatever Che has for us.
Charlie Fiasco, RadioValencia.fm.
Oh,
Here it is! Those are the kind of windows Face is looking at.
Absolute. Lo hicieron ustedes, jugadores, que se ganaron el cielo. Argentina campeón del mundo. Messi es campeón del mundo. No podía ser de otra manera sino sin sufrir. Argentina, la selección argentina de Lionel Scaloni es campeón del mundo. Argentina. Argentina campeón del mundo.
Ta sœur et on a vu ta mère comme toujours. T'as plumé Vierzon, on a quitté Vierzon. T'as plumé Vesoul, on a quitté Vesoul. T'as plumé Honfleur, on a quitté Honfleur. T'as plumé Hambourg, on a quitté Hambourg. T'as voulu vendre un verre, on a vu que c'est faubourg. T'as plumé ta mère, on a quitté ta sœur. Comme toujours. Mais je te le dis, je n'irai pas plus loin. Mais je te préviens, j'irai pas à Paris. D'ailleurs, j'ai horreur de tous les flonflons, de la valse musette et de l'accordéon. T'as voulu voir Paris, on a vu Paris. T'as voulu voir Dutronc et on a vu Dutronc. J'ai voulu voir ta sœur, j'ai vu le Mont Valérien. T'as voulu voir Hortense, elle était dans le Cantal. J'ai voulu voir Byzance et on a vu Pigalle. À la gare Saint-Lazare, j'ai vu les fleurs du mal par hasard. T'as vu mes Paris, on a quitté Paris. T'as vu mes Dutronc, on a quitté Dutronc. Maintenant, je confonds ta sœur et le Mont Valérien. De ce que je sais, Hortense, j'irai plus dans le Cantal. Et tant pis pour Byzance, puisque j'ai vu Pigalle. Et la gare Saint-Lazare, c'est cher et ça fait mal au hasard. Mais je te le redis, je n'irai pas plus loin. Mais je te préviens, le voyage est fini. D'ailleurs, j'ai horreur de tous les flancs, de la valse musette et de l'accordéon. Chauffe, Jean, chauffe.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Without a whole lot of notice to the... What do you always call me? The EP?
It turns out that you know how long the tracks will last.
If I look.
If you look. Closing out that set was a very fast French song, which, for those of you that are Francophiles, I hope that you found those lyrics very fun, because they are fun.
You need something to perk up your day.
Pamplemousse, but that's spelled in a non-French way. Pamplemousse, M-O-O-S-E. It's so weird. There are a
Isn't
couple...
Isn't that just spelled loser? L-O-S-E-R.
I feel like that's Maldoror. How do you spell Maldoror? Before that, we heard a Ronnie James Dio tribute by We Rock Girls Argentina, a consortium of 70 women, 70 Argentine women that got together during the pandemic to put together this, you know, 8-minute plus
version
tribute.
Of
it's
We
so
Rock.
Good. It's so good. It's
Can you explain to me why?
Because... Who doesn't love Ronnie James Dio? I mean, even Tenacious D did a Ronnie James Dio tribute. Do you remember Tenacious D?
I think even Tenacious D is not really like, of course Tenacious D loves Dio.
I'm just saying that's very popular. Anyway, I thought that was...
Who doesn't love Dio is Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay. Well, that was good enough for you to go ahead and put some FIFA highlights over it.
Yes.
Long enough. I shouldn't say good enough. It was long enough for you to...
I did find the crying Argentinian guy who... He was...
Now, you were the non-Argentinian crying guy when you watched that man announce.
Lose his shit. Yes. His country won for the first time in his life, and he was so excited. It was very touching.
And you were equally excited, so we played that highlight in the middle.
I'm a sympathetic person.
Of the Ronnie James Dio tribute by We Rock Girls Argentina. And before that, something I can't pronounce because my French is terrible. You hold on a second, Maldoror. Un exitoire pour Neveros by Charlie Fiasco. That translates to an outlet for the neurotic, which I feel like is a good thing for you and I.
Yeah, it's basically this radio show.
For the neurotic, that's right. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, Maldoror. These sets are good. Really?
You keep telling yourself that.
You know what? Week after week, you invite me back. And week after week, you...
And you hit
me at the kneecaps.
And what's great is we've still got a chance to do a travel show because you haven't done shit about travel.
Dude, these were all French and Argentine.
No, doing foreign songs isn't the same as doing songs about travel. Like Rock Island Line is a song about traveling.
You want to do your railroad hobo songs and you're fucking sad about that on the day that like it's FIFA World
No,
Cup?
No, I'm just saying that
you don't want to go international.
You and I don't seem to be on the same page.
We're never on the same page.
Long train running, traveling man.
We are not on the same convoy.
We got a big old convoy.
Okay, that's very fun. You should play that one. Actually, if you could play the convoy, that's really fun. But this whole show is predicated on
songs about travel. You're just playing foreign music. That's not travel.
Except for the fact that I had traveled to the countries where the teams either made the finals or the semifinals the last few years. To me, it all made sense.
Okay, it makes sense in your
Word.
Do you smoke a lot of weed before this show?
Not yet. No, I did not a bit. Not a bit. And that's what's so disheartening. Maybe I would have been more in tune had I done so.
Okay, this is RadioValencia.fm.
I wish you would appreciate me more.
I wish I would appreciate everything more.
Well... You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy
this
on
is rubber
Big
ducky.
Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure,
suck.
For sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Them hogs? 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger. Them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Sodbuster, come on there. Yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Boy, rockin' through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty convoy. Ain't special request from the record company. And now, we'd like to play the song which brought me into this whole thing. Good or bad. She's a story about the Rock Island Line. Rock Island Line's a railroad line, runs down into New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans, there's a big toll gate. And all the trains that go through the toll gate, they gotta pay the man some money. Plus, of course, they got certain things on board, and they're okay, they don't ever have to pay the man nothing. Right now, we see a train, she's coming down the line. When she get up near the toll gate, the depot agent shout down to the driver, he wanna know what he got on board. Say, what you got on board, there, boy? He's a loud-speaking man. The driver, he shout right back on down the man, telling what he got on board. So I got pigs, I got sheep, I got cows, I got horses, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all, oh, livestock. And the man, see, all right then, boys. Get him right on through you. You don't have to pay me nothing. So the train going down through the toll gate. And as she go through, she got up a little bit of steam and a little bit of speed. Look out, you ain't it, y'all come. When she's safely on the other side, the driver shout back on down the line to the man, 'cause he don't care what he say now, going home. Going down the Rock Island Line. So I fooled you, I fooled you, I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got all pig iron. He said, tell you where I'm going, boy.
Where are you going?
He's gonna tell her. I'm going down the Rock Island Line, the mighty good road, yes indeed.
Holy mackerel, Andy. You're listening.
Radio Valencia. Things are happening. Stuff is going on.
Outside, as it will happen in the Arts Corridor. No fear. We welcome everyone, except people that throw things at us.
And me, that then looked like I was throwing things at people.
Well, that was the apparency. Seems like he might have been... oh, wow, he's upset.
What's he doing?
He's fighting a dog. He's fighting a human.
Wait, where?
This is happening live outside Radio Valencia in the Arts Corridor. Fighting some man he doesn't know. He was a moment ago punching the windows that are boarded up in the kitchen across the street. He's drawn some attention. Live on RadioValencia.fm news update. Boopity boop 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 boopity boop boop boop. There are crazy people in San Francisco.
Yep. These things happen.
How can we help combat? How can we help?
Well, by spending more money on mental health facilities.
That would be key.
In the meantime,
do you want to go ahead and back announce?
I guess so. That
was so weird to back announce after that incident.
That was "Traveling Man" by Ricky Nelson. One of my dad's favorite songs. We used to listen to that on 8-track cassette.
We don't talk about your dad. Yeah.
No, we don't.
No.
We will not talk about it. And then we heard "Rock Island Line" by Lonnie Donegan, later made more famous by Johnny Cash. You may have heard of Johnny Cash.
I might have heard of him.
And we heard "Convoy" by C.W. McCall.
I love that song.
All three of those songs are actual travel songs, not just random foreign music songs.
Listen, those were not random foreign. You said travel, and I traveled to France and Argentina. I went to Argentina and France as a way to, you know, give a testament to the World Cup finals, but also for your travel issues.
So, C.W. McCall was a complete construct. He was an advertising guy from the Midwest who like did a jingle or a
so, but he had the voice. He had the voice, right?
Well, yeah, but he made up this like jingle for like a local diner or something, and it got so popular that he ended up putting out an album, and that had "Convoy" on it.
Okay, so
we only have 1 minute. We have a minute and a half. We have to get the hell out of here.
Similarly, there's a great guy named Ken Nordine who used to be an ad guy in the 50s.
I know Ken Nordine.
Yeah, and he put out a couple of albums that are called Word Jazz that are fantastic.
Yeah.
But he also started out as an ad guy, and it's because his voice was so good.
Yes,
so,
who doesn't know Ken Nordine?
A lot of people don't. It's out of print. Anyway. Thanks for being with us on this episode of The Cure to Catastrophe, only available on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from the Mission. Guys, stay tuned for another live episode by Cheap Hooch Radio, the inimitable Cheap Hooch Radio. Everyone's in studio today. It's going to be a great show, so just give us a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. Get set. Get hot. Here it is, Cheap Hooch Radio, RadioValencia.fm.
As an intellectual vibration, smack dab in the middle of spectrum, green can be a problem. That's because there's so many different greens inside of green, and each one has a different IQ. There's the green that should never have happened, the stupid green. The green that is green.